The story, of course, that we've been focusing on yesterday, our colleague Nicholas Bauer had a full profile interview with the leader of the Democratic Alliance. And one of the issues they touched on was the fallout that has happened since that interview on Gareth Cliffe's podcast show. Nando's have said they'll be terminating their sponsorship of the Burning Platform following the public outrage over the comments made by the host. And, of course, the silence or even smirk of the DA leader. We're joined now by a marketing and communications strategist. Clive Simpkins is a legendary brand advisor on how brands deal with this type of crisis. Clive, a very good morning to you. It's great to talk to you. Thank you for your time today.
Hi, Bongani. A pleasure.
No doubt you have watched the reaction since the clip went viral with the DA leader, John Steenhuisen, looking on as, of course, a host made comments that are misogynistic and even racist in nature. What does a brand like Nando's, who's, I suppose, very, very identity is around courting controversy. How do they deal with this kind of thing?
You know, what happened there, well, let me go back a step. The single most dangerous form of brand ambassadorship is having somebody who represents your brand and they're not necessarily a full-time employee. So they're a celebrity or a well-known person, or like Gareth Cliffe, they themselves, to use your phrase, court controversy. So there's a kind of fit for the brand. And what happens is that's the highest possible risk to which you can expose your brand, because if that person beats up a girlfriend or says something inappropriate or does what Gareth did this time, it has a massive impact on your business, as it has.
And of course, I mean, it's par for the course in a way, is it not? But I really like the point that you're making, that whatever controversial ads, for example, however cheeky they may get, Nando's puts out there, they're in control of that. The very nature of a controversial talk show host means you have no idea what they're going to say.
No, and the thing is this, that Nando's has mocked and pilloried people and taken digs at politicians and so on. And it's been a fairly exploitative kind of campaign. And I think what they did this time is, even in their response, their big error was that they trivialized what had happened by saying, "We know that you know," in that tweet that they put out.
Yeah.
Now, they could have put out something more sober to say, "We're as upset as you are, but obviously this is going to take a little bit of time to sort out," because people imposed unrealistic expectations on Nando's actually getting rid of Gareth. The point is this, Gareth is quite litigious. You may recall that when Mnet dumped him from Idols, he got Dalian Polfu to take it to court for him, and he won. So unless you have an absolutely ironclad clause in your contract with that brand ambassador, which says totally in our estimation and not subject to arbitration or mediation, if we feel that you have put the brand at risk, we will reserve our rights to terminate our relationship with you immediately, and you, in signing this agreement, undertake not to attempt litigation or anything like that, because you can't possibly do that. And also, the other thing is, Gareth is a loose cannon. You know, if I watched that video in detail, and picking up on what you said, Bongani, about John Steenhuisen's facial expression, his comments to Nicholas Bauer were really disingenuous. You didn't have to have any skills in body language to see him smirking and absolutely reveling in the pasting that Gareth delivered, which was revolting in the extreme. So there's no way you can associate your brand with that kind of behavior.
So here's the difficult one then. People will look at this and some will be surprised and outraged and all the right things, I suppose, in reaction to this. And there are others who will say, hang on a minute. In another sense, brand Steenhuisen, brand DA, brand Gareth Cliffe were pretty much on message. This is who they actually are.
Yes. And you see, controversy is great to a point. But when you start being abusive and your behavior is misogynistic and then borders on blatant racism, and of course Nando's didn't dare level that accusation at Gareth, because that's today, if you accuse somebody of racism in South Africa, they can now go running to the courts. But, you know, one has to call it for what it is. It's appalling behavior to talk to anybody like that, but particularly to a young black woman, and trivialize her daily experience. You know, as I said to somebody, this term microaggressions these days is a really inappropriate euphemism. It's a bit like talking about ethnic cleansing for genocide. Microaggressions is actually blatant racism. That's the bottom line. We should start calling it out for what it is.
You think Nando's has refused to do so even now because they're afraid of litigation?
Yes, I do. Because if you make a statement like that, you're going to have to back it up and validate it. And as the saying goes, one swallow doth not a summer make. But with Gareth, it goes way back to, for example, when Land Rover and Jaguar were bought by Tata, and he made a really pejorative comment about what Jag and Land Rover would land up looking like, which was really a poke at the Indian community many years ago. So, you know, there comes a point where I think Nando's are going to have to revisit their advertising strategy. It's now worn out, it's become abusive, and it's opportunistic, and it's actually taking hits at people, and it's now gone too far.
We know, of course, I don't need to explain to you what the demographics of this country look like. How does Nando deal with any potential fallout in terms of what I would assume are its majority black customers, particularly black women who look at this and say, hang on, is this, the chicken we want to buy?
Yeah, look, there was a lot of that on social media, and the posts that I put up got over 100,000 hits, which shows the sensitivity around that. But in South Africa, you know, it's a bit like the Clicks thing at one point, and H&M and so on. People are forever saying, I'm going to go to another bank, which, as we know, would be just as bad. So the threats usually don't materialize. It's a case of it's payday for many people today. So I think one will have to wait and see what the sales are like.
And finally, Clive, Brand DA. I mean, if there's one party that has had its reputation really take a battering throughout this local government election campaign period, it would be the main opposition party. How do they come out of all of this?
Look, they can't come out of it. They're a complete mess. I refer to the toxic trio of Zilla, Steenhuisen and Metsone. Neither of them has any emotional intelligence. They simply take one foot out of the mouth to put the other one straight back in. How on earth that the DA will ever manage to amount to anything these days is beyond me completely. Zilla is now on record as saying they aim to be a 20% party, and they'll be looking at coalitions with anyone other than the EF. That's her latest statement that was recorded in answer to somebody that she didn't know was being recorded.
I suppose in the same way Zuma was a gift to the DA, Zilla remains a fantastic one for the ANC. Clive Simpkins, will leave it there, marketing and communications strategist.